Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
What happened on the bus now that the kids are back at school? It's been so funny to hear all your stories. You can call 1-800-330-9999. I said I wouldn't talk about it, but I'll tell the story even though it's embarrassing.
Okay.
This boy that I liked for a long time, he was kind of quiet and shy, but we sat next to each other. He was a basketball player, and I was a cheerleader at the time.
Wow. And I mean, it was meant to happen. What grade is this?
I was probably, I don't know, maybe a sophomore in high school.
Really?
Something along that line. Yeah. And his dad was the coach. So we were all on the bus together after a game.
This is a team bus.
Yeah, a team bus.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and that's where I got to kiss him, and then he never said another word to me ever again for the rest of my life. That was it.
That was your first kiss.
Yeah.
And it was the last kiss with that guy. First and only.
It. Right, exactly. Wonder where he is now. Let me go on Facebook.
Yeah.
We'll find him.
Oh, look, he's an NBA player, and he's worth tens of millions of dollars.
I think I would have known if that was the situation. What happened to you on the bus? Jerry.
Okay, so three quick things. I do not condone this. I grew up to be a teacher. Number two, this is gross. It's eating breakfast. And number three, this is 100% true.
That is a lot of disclaimers.
This was a spit war. This was a neighborhood. New kid came into the neighborhood, and my best friend Derek was not going to let this kid get any clout or any ground in our neighborhood.
Oh, my gosh.
They had a full-on spit battle, like loogies. Everyone moved to one side of the bus. These kids were like six seats apart. They're hawking loogies at each other. I mean, the bus driver's just looking straight ahead, clearly knows what's going on. There's spit everywhere. Finally, they decide, okay, it's a truce. They do like a hand signal, no more. There's like three more stops. My buddy Derek, I look over, he's gathering spit in his mouth.
Okay? I can't. It makes me gag.
He's gathering. Okay, we get to the final stop. Now, the kid Willie, it's Derek versus Willie. Derek was the king. Now, Willie has to get off. Derek goes to shake his hand. They grasp each other's hands. Derek pulls him in and unloads this entire mouthful of loogies into the kid's face. I mean, I swear this is 100% true. It was one of the most disgusting and most amazing things I've ever
seen. It's disgusting. And I have to tell you, everybody knows the loogie kid.
Yeah.
Because our kid, the loogie kid, he used to spit loogies all the time over the side of in the high school up on the second floor. And you want to know what the crazy part is?
Right.
He's a dad in my town,
yeah.
And I see him at field hockey practice, and I talk to him all the time, and every time I see him, I think about I used to have to duck because he was spitting loogies over the side of the second
terrible.
Floor. Yeah.
That's terrible. You know what? I got to be honest with you guys. I got to be real. I'm rooting for Willie.
Oh.
What happened to Willie?
Dude. That's a great question. No one knows where Willie ended up.
Well, he disappeared that day.
Yeah.
He disappeared after that day.
What is it with kids and loogies? Do you have a loogie kid in your school?
Oh, yeah. We all had them. I had one of the guys that he would, step over the other friend, pin him down, and then, hang it, and then pull it back.
What happened on the bus? 1-800-330-9999. I found him. He has three lovely children and celebrated a birthday last September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All the kids back at school, and we've been doing this for days, and it doesn't get old. What happened when you were on the bus? You either had great experience or bad experience or definitely something you'll never forget.
Yeah, I can remember at school, the bus, the first day, it didn't matter if you were a junior or a senior or whatever. You still had questions. What was the bus ride going to be like? But the second that you got on the bus and realized that, wait a minute. This is my bus. You felt like a champion, Anna.
1-800-330-9999. John, what happened on the bus?
Bear in mind, I'm 66 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was younger, I went to school and the town was small. But as the town got bigger, you needed more buses. But they didn't have more buses. So I would sit at the school in third grade. until I was the third trip for a certain bus.
Oh, my gosh.
And in the town I lived in, the people owned their own buses, and they would own other businesses and things. And the one guy that was my bus driver owned a garbage business, and he realized that by the time we got done and we were going on a certain road, the back road, which was miles long to go home, that he could stop with the bus and we would collect the garbage. So that became a normal thing. So by the time I got home, he would, and back then you didn't have plastic bags. Everything was like in a paper Grand Union bag. And he would stop the bus every couple houses, and we would fill the back of the bus with all the people's garbage.
Oh.
And when he went home, he could have his own kids unload the bus into the garbage truck. So
can you imagine
back then,
if that happened today,
had the bus
what would happen?
Smell full of garbage.
I was going to say, the bus must have been very fragrant.
People would be suing like crazy.
That's disgusting.
I was hoping that he would pick you up in the dump truck. That would have been the cool thing.
Lewis, what happened to you? What's your bus story?
Oh, man. When I was a kid, man, this one guy, he was a senior, man. Every time you get on the bus, new kids, you go ask the kids, yo, you want to see a one-ear elephant, man? And a one-ear elephant, man, he'll...
Oh my gosh. Yep.
That's not a story we can share on the air, but thank you for sharing
it
with us.
But I totally can see it happening. Right, I do.
Something wrong with that guy.
He traumatized a lot of kids on the bus with that, man.
Yeah, I know. Right, you're always like, don't ask.
Don't say yes.
Don't do it.
Already be done. Right.
Sorry about that. Right.
Hey, Beverly, what happened on the bus?
A kid singed my hair with a match, forcing me to get 3 inches cut off.
Oh my gosh.
No. Believe that, the smell was disgusting.
Yeah, that's the thing, is you got to live with that all day, right? Even the next day, people are like, do you smell that?
They used to throw gum in each other's hair on my bus growing up, and that stunk, too. Why?
Yeah, no, that's mean.
Yeah,
totally,
but lighting your hair on fire, not a good thing.
Yeah, also
definitely
mean. Yep. Also, right up there with the gum, probably. Hey, Pete, what's your bus story? What happened on the bus?
Well, I'm 64 years old, and then when I was in grade school, my mother came on the bus and beat me with a wooden spoon.
For what?
What had you done?
I was being disruptive on the bus, and she told the bus driver, if my son ever causes any trouble, pull the bus over, I'll be following it. This one day, he pulled over. He opened the door, she got on, she walked onto the bus and beat me with the wooden spoon.
That's like an OG mom right there. She's like, she don't handle anything.
Following the bus, why wouldn't she just drive you to school?
Let me ask you one more question, important question. Did you ever do it again? Were you ever bad on the bus again?
That was it, first and last time.
Yep. That's what I thought.
Yep. That wasn't the first, my friend, but it was the last.
My mother was a stay-at-home mom. She had to raise 6 kids. We missed the bus. We had to walk.
But yet she knew you were going to be trouble because she followed your butt to school.
Mom's always
That's wild.
Got that right.